Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer, Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want, whether it's money, health, success, or relationships. Join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee live every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific time, call 206-402-0100 and enter PIN number 161329#. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Transformation Talk Radio and on her YouTube channel, Dee Wallace Official. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all my beautiful people that I love. Take that in for a minute. Hello, all my beautiful people I love. Yeah. Just let's all feel into that love. It's the most powerful force in the world. And you see, you don't have to look very far. Just call into the show if you want to feel love. Here I am. If you want to speak to the channel today, please press *2, and that will get you in the lineup. If you already have done that, do not repeat it, because then I'll lose you. And you know we don't want to do that. Okay. So, an interesting thing came in regarding kind of politics, which I don't ever bring into the show. But, you know, before President Biden dropped out of the race at Creation Station, we asked which of these two, who's going to win? And the channel said neither one. We didn't have a clue what that meant. So then Biden stepped down. Kamala Harris, and that from my studies, it's the way you say her name properly, stepped in. And so I was asking this morning, because so many people like you are asking me, and I kept getting switched, and I would balance myself, and I would keep getting switched. When that happens, for those of you who are doing the work, and there are a lot of you out there, when that happens, that means another piece of information is trying to come in, and you haven't asked, or your attention is not on the highest information that you need. So I stopped and I said, why am I getting switched every time I ask? And the answer was because the message that you need to be getting is that you need to focus only on who you want. Now, we know this from our work. We know that whatever you put your attention on, you create more energy around. You create more focus toward. So the channel is inviting us to look away from whomever it is you do not want, and focus with strong love on the person you do. That is essentially what's going to make the biggest difference and bring in the highest choice. Did I say all that correctly? I'm getting a yes, guys. So that makes total sense to me. If I don't want to get sunburned, what I do want is to protect myself in the sun, so I take steps to do that. otherwise, I just keep sitting out in the sun without any protection going, I don't want to get a sunburn. And of course, then I do. So I think that's really, really important information now. I remind you that your focused attention through love balances out up to 7,000 other people. And what that means is that your powerful, directed, focused energy through love can affect up to 7,000 other people who really don't know what they're doing, don't understand the process, don't even know who they want. Okay? It balances everything out. And, of course, we are all holding that it balances out for the highest good of all. So we're going to get balanced and balance that information right now. We are all directing our hearts to open front and back and merge with our whole brain. We are directing our chakras to be open, balanced, repaired, happy, and spinning in the right direction. And we are directing our hara lines to be straight, strong, and through the ID point. So we stay in our knowing. We invoke the symbol formula, violet flame, golden light. We are divine love. And so it is, baby cakes. All right. Is there anything to add? Any higher information? No. All righty. We're off to the callers. I do not have some names. If I don't have your name, I will call out the phone number, so listen to it. All righty. We are starting with Andrew in Switzerland. Hi, baby cakes.
Hello, darling.
Oh, wow. You sound good.
Well, I am. I'm also walking around while talking to you. I was dancing during your intro music and just getting the energy going because, you know, it's all about energy. And
I do.
One thing I wanted to say is last week, as a pre-event for the Carno Film Festival, they showed E.T. in the Piazza Grande, which I went to, dubbed in Italian. And it was the most amazing thing to watch, especially in Italian. And I even took some pictures, and I was just like, oh, my God, this is such an amazing experience.
How do I sound in Italian, darling? How do I sound in Italian?
It's interesting. It's not you because it's someone else, but
sure.
It's just like, you know, the way, like, the people are dubbed in Italian, the same story, of course, and I just, it was interesting. That's all I can say.
It
was last week.
Okay, great. Well, thanks for sharing that.
Secondly, I followed up with my chiropractor, actually talked to her about, you know, the treatments and how I needed to work more self-structurally and about working also with her husband, Christian, and she said, oh, of course, you know, because those things are moving along on that front. And now the question at hand is the other, and I don't mean to ramble on right through, but it's, you know, it's a show and there's other people on the call.
Go.
The question at hand is, and I know this has something to do with my childhood. I was talking to a friend the other day, and she was telling me, don't be hard on yourself. Because I'm usually like, you know, I usually feel like I should do this and I should do that. But I really just need to relax. And I think I might have asked this already, and I'm just wondering, what is the, like, what's unconsciously or what's unconsciously going on?
The highest word and the first word they gave me is vigilance. So you do have a belief that if you don't stay vigilant in every second, something bad is going to take you off guard and happen. What I'm getting is this comes from your mom trying to keep you safe. and probably everybody on the show shares this. Well, be careful, honey. And, you know, even after when I was adult and I told my mom I wanted to be a professional actress, she said, okay, Dee Dee, but just do it in Kansas. And the subliminal message there is you're not safe doing it anywhere else, and Kansas is safe because you'll have people to pick you up when you don't do it, you know? And what comes up when I talk about this, Andrew? What comes up for you?
Well, beforehand, when I was thinking, I keep thinking about the movie, the Disney animated movie Cinderella, where the mice are talking about Cinderella being called to do this, do that, like Cinderella do this, Cinderella do that, and it's that's what comes up.
Okay. So pressure for you to handle everything. So what happens if you don't handle everything, Andrew? What's the fear, the first thing that comes up?
I got a fear of failure, I guess.
Okay.
That's what comes up is failure.
So back to what I was talking about at the first of the show, if you're focused on the fear of failure, you can't create success in an easy flowing manner. So they're taking me to the core belief, I know I deserve it, but I'm afraid to ask for it. So I'll fight for it, and I'll struggle for it, and I'll be in fear that I'm not going to get it, and I don't think I deserve it, so I just don't trust the simple creation of it. You got it? And this is for all of us,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, I got it.
This is for all of us. The more you struggle, and by the way, that does not mean you don't take active steps, but you take active steps after your energy is all in alignment, in your knowing.
Okay.
In your love. Okay?
Got it.
Okay. Thank you. That
Thank
helped
you so
everybody,
much.
Baby cakes. Yeah, you bet. Well, that served all of you. I do not have a number here, 959-208. I don't have a name. 959-208, you're on?
Okay, it's Adele. It's Adele.
Hi, baby cakes. How are you?
Good. How about yourself?
I'm pretty awesome.
Thank you, Andrew and Dee. That was great. Yeah.
Yeah,
that was
thank you.
Good info there. And so I have something. It was just like, whoa. You know, I love being in front of an audience. I love performing. I love doing all of that. And so I'm getting ready. You know, I'm like, you know, going to be setting up retreats and doing all of that. And there's a part of me, and I still think it's kind of a leftover. Well, I believe it is a leftover from COVID, where like, I haven't really been in front of audiences and everything since for quite a while. And so what is that stemming from? You know, like I'm going to catch something or whatever it might be. And I know I was working a lot, you know, my white blood count was down. I had the autoimmunes, but I don't have that anymore. Those have all been healed. And so there's still some, I'm still going to do it.
Okay,
you know,
so I have your answer.
Okay, perfect.
You see what happened is you defined yourself as the God of you who has COVID.
Oh.
And so back to Andrew, your focus is on, I don't want to do that again.
Well, I never had COVID. I never got it.
Well,
but there was something, yeah.
According to my channel, did she have it physically? Oh, now this is going to be interesting, guys. because they said very clearly you had it. And when I tested it again, they said you had it, but you didn't have it physically. You had it mentally. So,
well, you know what? It's really very strange because, you know, when I went to Medical Intuitive, they said that I had post-COVID. They said that I did have
yeah.
it. And
yeah.
I never knew that I had it. Oh.
So what they're taking me to when I grew up, and maybe during the time you grew up, was the polio scare. And everybody was doing everything not to get polio. I remember my mother made me take a nap. I never went to sleep, but I had to lay down an hour every day so that she thought she was doing her job to help me not get polio.
Wow.
And that's exactly what they're talking about. Again, in the beginning of focus only on the character, or on the person that you want to get elected. Focus only on what you want. And what you want is the joy and the love of being out and speaking with people.
Yeah.
And celebrating that and loving that and knowing that you are always kept safe in your health, that you are creating health. And
yeah.
loving what you do is one of the best ways to create health.
Yeah. And that, I think about that. One of my favorite talks is do what you love what you do, you know? And then
yeah.
it all comes into place.
And
so,
you don't love worrying about COVID, honey.
No, not at all. So isn't that really strange? So I did have it, apparently, from what they were saying.
When I say you had it physically, I get a no. When say your energy was taken over by it and the fear of getting it, I get a big yes.
Ah.
So energetically, what the channel is saying is, energetically, you were holding all the fear and everything around physically getting it. And so your energy was affected by the virus.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so when the intuitive said that, she said you had post-COVID, and, you know, there was like all the, because so many things were coming up, but I was releasing a lot from my body. So, wow. So interesting.
The more you focus on health and vitality and
yeah.
loving being out and talking to everybody, that's what your focus is in, sweetheart.
Yeah, thank you.
You're
yes.
welcome.
Okay.
That was awesome. Thank you so much for
thank
calling. Well, you, obviously, we have a theme going here already. Pretty interesting for me. Cheryl. You're on. Cheryl from Houston, you're on.
Hey, Dee.
I
fit the theme, so I knew you were going to call on me.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Hey, first things first, you know how there's punctuation marks, question marks, exclamation, period,
yeah.
comma? Comma, like the comma punctuation, it's Kamala Harris. Kamala.
Yeah, I think I talked about this. Okay, Kamala and not Kamala.
Yeah, she'll accept
yeah, that's
Kamala. That's
Kansas.
The more appropriate way.
Yeah. That's
yeah.
my Kansas. All right,
and
good.
Randy Rainbow does a wonderful Camelot spoof. You know,
oh, my God. I love
Kamala,
him.
And it's hysterical. Go find the Kamala one. It's hysterical.
I will. I love him.
Okay. I love
okay.
him, too.
What can I
okay.
answer for you?
So you just, you know how you say the same thing over and over and over because it's all about love, no matter, you know, and so we say it a billion times every week so that it gets in some way to all of us. Well, last week, me thinking I totally understood the creation process, so not totally, right, but, you know, was doing a great job with it, you said something that threw me for a loop, so I wanted to call and clarify. So you were talking to the woman who wants to do workshops, maybe the woman who called earlier the same call, and you said your little Baptist preacher came out and you told her that she has to get exactly, we all have to get exactly what we want in our creation process, in our mind. You know, how exactly what dollar amount do you want to learn, earn?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's the point
yeah.
you made to her. And what threw me is through all my consciousness work and inner work and shadow work over decades, where I've gotten is, you know, I know the, first of all, you know, I had a really robust, intense job forever, career forever, and now I'm done with that, and all I want is the love of my life. So I have
no, goes right to know when you say that.
Well, no wonder I'm not creating anything, because to me, that's all I want, to go have my, have your
All right, so I'm going to be a smart ass here. Cheryl.
Be a gentle smartass, because my feelings can hurt.
Okay. All right. So it's okay if you get stricken with life-threatening cancer. It's okay if you lose all your money in, in the stock market and everything.
Did that.
It's okay if you lose everything else as long as you get a mate.
Okay, so clarifying, I already know I'm good health-wise. I've got that. I've created that. I'm totally secure on that. And if you,
I am saying, look at your words. All I want is, and I'm saying that's
okay,
bullshit.
Then let me just add the word additionally. Additionally to what I have.
Yes.
Okay, so fine. I screwed up one
now
word.
Now that's a clear message to the universe.
Well, what threw me, because that's what I've been doing for years, and what threw me...
Nope. Goes to no. They want to tell you where you're falling out.
Yes.
But give me a song, any song that pops in.
Let's go with Camelot.
With Camelot?
Yeah, you know the theme song from the movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Camelot is an imaginary place where everything was perfect, and then it all crashed.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I'm
testing right now, I'm testing that you have that belief. If I get everything I want, it crashes. So,
can you look for a nuance? Because that just doesn't fit me. I'm ready for
well,
the
it does fit you.
Excited.
From the statement that you made, all I want.
Additionally, I just didn't
well,
say
but
well,
that's so. Not what you said originally, and
okay.
that's what I want to bring everybody's attention on. Is, you know, if you're saying all I want is $100,000 a year, you're never going to make $300,000.
In my creation, that's not what I'm saying. It was just a poor way of saying it to you because I get nervous and I think how...
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. Sorry. I'd let you off if I could, dude. But the channel is going no.
Well, then I'm confused because seriously, when I look at my heart and I think, you know, okay, find a new profession. Find this. Find something, a passion that you can, you know, bring money
well, you
in.
You don't
this.
Want
it's like,
that.
No, I just want him. Yeah, I want my playmate, and I want to travel the world with him and do philanthropy with him, and I'm just excited to have this partner, and I'm excited about however he's going to come in.
Yes, and,
we'll
and you're not excited about having it all.
That's what's so confusing.
No, it goes
help me
right
with that.
To know, Cheryl. So just do me a favor.
Yeah.
You called in to get the channel's answer.
Right.
Okay, accept it for a month and put the word additionally in there and go to your love place like he's already in your life.
I've been doing that, but I'll do it again for a whole another month. But I hear you. I'm not trying to argue. I'm just really
stumped. Yeah, you hear me, but you're not doing it. You're hearing the words.
I'm not.
You're hearing the words. and they've given you exact things to tweak about what you've been doing. So just
say
try
the word
it.
Additionally.
Okay.
That's the only thing they're saying to tweak? Add the word additionally?
And go to your love place. Feel into the love of having it all. Feel
okay.
into already having that mate.
Yeah.
That he's already
right.
present. You've already
yeah.
created it.
Okie doke.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Love you. Bye.
Yeah, I love you too. Oh, smart ass. Okay, we are going to Iris. Hi, baby.
Hi, Dee. How you doing?
I'm good.
Good. I'd like some insight into what's going on with my eyes, specifically my eyelids. I don't know. I went to see the eye doctor, and I thought I was getting this resolved. They thought it was like contact dermatitis, I think, from some contact lenses. Didn't agree with me, and now it's like coming back.
Okay.
And I'm.
What are the symptoms?
My eyelids themselves are like swollen, puffy,
okay,
and then my
stop.
Eyes are red.
Stop.
Okay.
Sheets, book, song. Give me a movie, please. Any movie that pops in.
Something with the letter 10, 10.
Well, I think that's where we're going, is the movie
okay.
10.
Okay.
Yeah. The movie 10, which I was in, by the way, with Bo Derek.
Oh, cool.
And it, it's about this perfect woman, and this man who is obsessed with her and finds out that that perfection that he thought he wanted is an illusion, that there's nothing really there. There's no substance there. Why are you looking at you and wanting more substance in yourself? It's the highest place we're going, yes. In other words, you're judging you. And Iris, I think a lot of it is about how you look. Does that resonate with you? How in a different way that you're calling better do you want to, quote, see yourself?
Oh, well, it definitely goes back to the health and wellness. I'd like to have more vitality and feel as strong as I know I could.
Okay, so
shape and the way I know I could.
You're seeing yourself with a lack of energy.
Yeah.
Those are the highest words, yes. That's what your eyelids are about, energetically.
Okay.
Okay, so again, back, we've just got a theme going here, guys. Back to the beginning of the show. If you see yourself as the God of you who lacks vitality and energy, you will create more of that. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if you don't want to see clearly, the best way to do that physically is to make your eyebrows, your eyelids swollen or droopy so that you're not seeing clearly.
Mm-hmm.
Start seeing yourself clearly as a powerful God of you who is vital and filled with energy. Because guys, ultimately, that's all we are, is energy. So we can't not have energy. We're made of energy. And we can define our energy as less than and not sufficient. I'm getting my big yes, Iris.
Yeah, no, it makes sense. A while back when I asked about the thyroid and said it's out of balance and get it checked out, I have my first appointment at the end of the month with an endocrinologist. I just couldn't get in sooner. It's been 4 months of just waiting for that.
Oh, it's crazy. It's crazy.
And
it's a true statement that you have not been directing your thyroid to be balanced and fully functioning.
So, guys, I didn't say directly the thyroid. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So, again, I wish you all would learn and remember to use your direction of energy in everything in your life. And I would urge all of you not to get out of bed until you've directed your hearts to open, directed your chakras to open, directed your hara line to be straight, strong, and through the ID point, and say, today is a great day. Today, in your case, my thyroid is functioning perfectly and in balance, and I see myself with love.
At the risk of overthinking it, I think part of what's happening is that I have this thought that if I have the appointment at the end of the month, I want him to get the highest answer and test my thyroid if it's out of balance. So if I bring it back into balance,
then he'll tell you it's in balance.
Okay. Okay. I think that was some of the noise that was happening of me wanting to get clear.
Yeah. And so where was your focus? On what's wrong with your thyroid. Your thyroid cannot heal itself while you're focused on what's wrong with it.
Yes, no, that's true.
You know, I keep saying,
yes.
if you get diagnosed with cancer, you take the steps you need to take on this plane while you find energetically, and they're reminding me again, it's oftentimes, usually, anger is what cancer is about. So, focus on peace and balance and harmony. Harmony is the biggest word. But if you're challenged with something physically, guys, you want to focus and feel a lot of love in health and wellness.
Yeah, because I really want the support in the physical that I haven't had before around this stuff, and so it will feel gaslighty if they're like,
you haven't directed it, sweetheart. You have defined yourself as someone who has these problems. You have to start defining yourself as someone who lives in love and wellness and joy and health. That's who you are. That's who we all are in the truest state. Okay? All right. Got to move. Yeah.
Okay. Well, with the eyes, do I need to go back to that eye doctor or go back to the prescription she gave me just to help it?
Sure.
Physical. Okay.
Take the prescription while you're doing the work that the channel gave you.
Absolutely.
And then they're saying things should be okay. Okay?
Okay. Thank you, Dee. Thank
you. You're welcome.
All right.
Boy, we're getting so much discernment here. I hope you all are all really listening. Let's see. I don't have a name. It says Lewis Berry 717938. You're on.
Hi, Dee. This is Cindy.
Hi, Cindy. How are you, baby?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
So my job was eliminated a month ago, so I was wondering if your channel can help me with a directive to draw in a good, well-paying job sooner than later.
Okay. Well, first of all, there's a lot of fear. I can hear it in your voice, in the vibration in your voice, in the tone of your voice. So, again, they want you to know that one of the reasons this job was eliminated is you didn't want to be there anymore. You were there for the paycheck, but it was not serving your life force. Do you agree with that?
I do. And I feel it was a blessing in a way to have been pushed out, but now I have the stress of finding a job being later in my years of life.
You don't have stress unless you believe that you have to create stress to get what you want. And that belief is in place with you. And you got it from your mom. And a lot of us, guys, I mean, many of our parents came from the war or directly from parents who were in the war. A lot of struggling going on. Let's just get by. My God, we're lucky if we eat. All that kind of stuff. Okay?
Yeah.
So when I say you're very clear about the job you want to attract to you, it goes to no. So passionately, what do you want to do?
Well, I was looking for a job in programming computers because that's what I've done for over 40 years.
Okay.
But I wanted to be remote because I've been doing that since COVID, and I have animals. I'd like to be remote.
Okay. And I can tell you just from, again, the vibration, you don't believe that's possible.
Okay.
So you've really... You know, and how much money do you want to make?
At least $100,000 for what I do.
Okay. Is that all you want to make?
I'd like to make more.
Well, how much would you like to make? You see, you're not truly asking for what you want. You're asking for what you think is possible.
And yeah, you're right. Yeah.
The two worlds do have to come together. I mean, when I say to somebody who has no money, well, how much a year would you need to feel good? And they'll go $10 million. Well, that's bullshit.
Yeah.
That's a bullshit answer, right?
Yeah.
So how much money do you get excited about for doing the work you do?
I think $110,000 would be better.
Yes. So you want to claim that that's possible? Do you want to open up the ability for the universe to bring you $110,000?
Yeah, that would be good.
Okay. All right. So you want to feel a lot of love around that, a lot of excitement around that. Wouldn't that be cool? If you made that much?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So get really clear on a piece of paper everything that you intend to create in this job. Go to your love place. Feel a lot of love into it and tell the universe, come on, I'm ready. Create this with me.
Okay.
And you stay there.
Oh.
You stay there and do that until it manifests. Because as soon as you ask, it is given energetically.
Okay.
And then you have the faith until it arrives in the physical form. Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Thank you so much.
You
have
bet.
A great day.
Thank you. That's the plan. I've got some good friends coming over for dinner tonight for their birthday.
I'll only take a minute.
Okay, I've got Charlottetown here. I don't have a name. 902-892. You're on.
Hi, Dee. It's Alberta. How
Hi,
are you?
Sweetheart. I'm great. Thank you.
Oh, it's so good to hear your voice. I miss not talking to Stephen. But it's lovely.
Yeah.
It's lovely hearing it. It's lovely hearing him at the beginning. I'll make it quick. I don't know if my knee needs to be tweaked a bit. It's the left knee at the very top of the knee, just below the top of the knee. When I'm walking. Like,
well, when you say it needs to be tweaked, I get a big yes. Now,
okay. Let's
define what the hell tweaked means.
You know, kidding.
Right? Chiropractor. Osteopath. Well, this is interesting. When I get a no on chiropractor and osteopath and a yes on working with a physical therapy guy.
Okay.
So
I did go to acupuncture just to sort of...
Yeah, they're saying yes on acupuncture will help
yeah.
it.
I
but there's some way, do you sit with your leg underneath you, or there's some way you're sitting or walking that's tweaking it the wrong way?
Yeah, because I can, once I get up walking straight, then I'm okay. It'll be a bit, and then I keep moving for where my knees take me forward. But it's when I'm bending it back and forth, sometimes it's in that motion when I'm doing a lot of different exercises, trying to...
Okay, have you explained that when you go into the
acupuncture? Yes, I have. I'm going back again on Wednesday to the acupuncture.
Well, I want you to tell her everything you told me, but they're still going back to physical therapy. And
okay. It's
not long-going physical therapy.
Okay.
It's
I'll
kind
give it
of a,
I'll
shor-
give the-
a short
sure,
fix. Sure. But the left side is your creative side. So when I say you're stepping into your creation, it goes to no. So what are you wanting to create that you're not?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, you do.
Probably advancing more in my spiritual journey, opening up more in it, I guess. That's where
that's always
my happy place.
Okay. Well, all you have to do that is open your heart, open your mind, open your chakras, and sit and connect.
Okay.
The more you live in love, baby, the more you are completing your spiritual journey.
Exactly,
okay.
And I'm working on that. And two other quick things before we go on with the bone health on the vitamin D / K2, and also the Rise Dronate, RISEDRONATE. Are they good for bone health for me?
Is that the highest way we can ask the question? And it's a yes to both. I get a yes to both, but you might check, you know, with the people that are helping you, see what their feedback is. I'm not a doctor, as you all know. I'm giving you energetic readings here. Okay?
Okay. No, I was just, yeah, and I think the purpose of my call was thinking, oh, do I have to go get an x-ray? I didn't think I needed to. I just felt it needed to be tweaked somehow.
No on that. Have you tried a heating pad under it?
No, but I put extra blanket on it, and that felt good because it did make it warmer.
Yeah. Okay. Well, try a little heating pad underneath it for
okay.
5 minutes and see if that helps make it any better when you get up. Okay?
Yeah. No, I didn't know whether it was a muscle tear or just something from, but anyway, it all sounds
well,
good.
That would be an MRI. And when
yeah.
I say it's in your highest interest to get an MRI or an X-ray. Or I get a no. Again, I am not a doctor. Okay?
Exactly.
All right, baby.
Thank you. Thank you so much, and I'm glad you had a great trip to Hawaii, and I'm glad you're back with all of us. And
thank you. Me too, sweetheart.
Yeah,
me
and
too.
It's so lovely to speak with you, and thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. Good to hear from you, always. All right, we're going to take one last caller here. Eileen, you're on.
Hi.
Hi, baby.
It's so glad. I'm so glad to hear your voice.
thank you.
I must have gone way out last night, and I had a dream I wish I remembered, because I got up so disoriented that I felt like the world was on tilt.
It was kind of, because what the words they're giving me is you literally left this dimension to go out and learn things you wanted to learn, and you woke up before you were quite back into your body. But you're okay now, right?
I am.
Okay. I wouldn't give it any more energy, you know.
There's one other thing I'm not worried about.
Thank you for catching that.
Oh, yes. I finished this huge project that took me really close to 3 years. And I know my energy changed. And one important person that was in my life is out of my life. And I think it must have to do with the energy that I was vibrating in that I'm not anymore.
Exactly. And,
wow.
You know, sometimes... Oftentimes, guys, we're meant to walk paths with other people, and then we come to the end of that path, and that lesson, that relationship, that experience is done. And it's prepared us to go on to the next.
Yeah, I do believe that. And I also believe that it was never a defined kind of thing, and it really was depleting me more than helping me.
Yes, ma'am. And so, what did you learn?
Well,
you learned to move on from anything that was not filling you up, not supporting you, not making your life better and more full of love. And that wasn't, and it was time to move on, and you've done it now. So good for you.
Yeah. And I'm not even sad about it.
No, you should be joyful about it, that without judging whoever we're talking about, they served a great purpose in your life to help move you on by showing you that you did not choose to deplete yourself anymore.
Yes.
So thank them, acknowledge them, and move on now. Okay?
Absolutely. Thank you, Dee.
Yeah, you bet. That was an invaluable message to everybody there. Okay. All right, guys. Boy, did this go fast. Jeez. Let's say it together, loud and proud. Come on, I love me. I love me. And I love me even more, because I know that's what it's all about.
Thank you for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Transformation Talk Radio and on her YouTube channel, Dee Wallace Official. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.